This is letter number 1345. Baruch Hashem, this is dated the 12th day of Tevis in Tavshi Beis in Brooklyn. Sholem of Rocha. The Rebbe said, I had just received the news from the Rebbe with titles, Rabbi Weinberg, that on Wednesday in the portion of Ayigash, your oldest daughter is getting married, mentioning the name, and the Rebbe blesses her that let it be the will that the should take place in a good and auspicious time. They should build a home in Israel based on the foundation of the Torah and the mitzvahs, and certainly you will put an effort that and also that they should help him, also other that the house of your daughter should be a house that is illuminated with the light of Yiddish Hasidic light and warmth, you know, with the light as needs to be a Hasidic home. When I will be on the resting place of the Tzion of my father-in-law with all the titles over here, I will mention them for a good mazel tov, and for a binyan edifice in Israel, eternal binyan adiyad. Certainly the Rebbe says, you know, that the most fitting way to influence someone else is by showing a living example in your own way of conduct in your life. When you want to impact somebody the size of a tefach, which is a small area, so then by yourself you have to make two tefachs. So you have to be two tefachs better in order for the other one to get one tefach. And the Rebbe says, I think that it's superfluous to remind you, to arouse you, that if for any Jew it's fitting to put an effort into this, but especially when it's something which connects to your to a son or a daughter, so we know that parents don't hold back and they are not stingy. All efforts and all, they work very hard for their children, for their, as long as they can add strength and aimits in this building that is being built through a son or a daughter, that it should be on very strong foundation. So that house should be, that edifice should be a strong home. So I'm sure that also you, from your side, is going to do all the above. In other words, if you want them to lead a Hasidic Jewish house, that means that you got to do something yourself. You got to be a lot more. It's known, the saying of our sages, that when a person sanctifies himself a little bit, which means both, you make yourself a little holier, and means that you separate yourself from certain things that you were holding on till now, you're severing them. So then they sanctify you a lot from above. So in other words, you have to do a little bit on your own, but then Hashem will help you, He will support you. So it's not going to be as difficult as you think, that you're going to have to do or change or do all this by yourself. Because you do a little bit, and then Hashem will help you, and He will accomplish the rest. I am going to conclude, as I began, with the blessing of Mazel Tov, so that you, together with your wife, may she live, shall see Jewish Hasidic Nachas from your daughter and your son-in-law, from this one and from your second daughter. May she live with blessings of Mazel Tov, with good health. The Rebbe says in a footnote, a P.S., I think that it's, again, it's extra that I should I ask you that to support the mission of Rabbi Weinberg, which we said before with all the great titles, I'm sure it's extra because I'm sure that without my mentioning it, you must be helping him regardless. You must be helping him anyways. And as we saw before, the Rebbe actually helped Rabbi Weinberg get started and send him out to help the yeshivas. At the end, it turns out that Rabbi Weinberg became a very successful fundraiser. Very successful. But you can see here that he owed his success and his beginnings to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe actually sent out many letters, as we read earlier, to many different people that they should help Rebbe Weinberg, as in this letter as well. He was doing for the yeshiva, and read also another in a sicha with the Rebbe. It says that the Rebbe says there that there's so many students that would come, and we're talking about the early years, that would come to the yeshiva to study if there was teachers and classrooms and spaces available for them. So everything hinges on the support, the financial support. If people at that time weren't yet trained to support yeshivas and charity, and they weren't trained to do that. And this was, you know, the beginning, you know. Baruch Hashem, now it's a little bit different, you know.